Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
From James 4, verse 3, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. When you pray for the salvation of a loved one, you never have to wonder if it's God's will. His will is clearly spelled out in Scripture. God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. That's 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. However, when it comes to praying for things that aren't clearly promised in Scripture, you should say, if it is your will. Why? Because the Bible says, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. Sometimes we have a hard time accepting this truth because we're convinced our petitions are justified. But unless your heart is pure towards God and your will is lined up with His, your motives for asking can be tainted by self-interest. John says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears, whatever we ask, we know we have what we asked of Him. When you pray for something you're not sure is in keeping with the mind of God, you should pray, if it is your will. This doesn't mean you're weak in faith. Rather, you're submitted to God when you say, Lord, I want this, if it fits with your plan, is your best for me, and it's in your timing. Paul says we can see and understand only a little about God now. We see only a partial picture, but God has complete knowledge of the situation from beginning to end. So pray in faith and trust God for the right results. From Vision's Word for Today, pray according to God's will.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.